His first official border visit as president. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden is slated to visit Texas tomorrow.
Now, ahead of the president's trip to El Paso, Biden outlined new plans from the White House here, and he said he's going to crack down on migrants coming to the border illegally. He said he's going to expand asylum restrictions, which drew dire warnings from the human rights groups, even from some in his own party. A new parole program that he outlined said he was going to block migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti from crossing the border. But the president did say up to 30,000 migrants from those four countries can come to the United States legally if they apply and wait their turn.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Republican Kevin McCarthy is now House Speaker after days of negotiations with holdouts and 15 roll call votes. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw believes the concessions made by McCarthy are good for the country.
You know, this rules package that we've agreed on, these processes that we've agreed on, these are very, very agreeable things. They will make it more difficult, but that's what we want.
Among the concessions, McCarthy agreed to a deal that gives colleagues the ability to oust him as speaker with a vote. Fighting in Ukraine today, despite it being Orthodox Christmas.
The ongoing war didn't stop people around the country from attending church, and crowds gathered this morning for a historic holiday service at one of Ukraine's holiest sites for the first ever led Ukrainian Church Authority service, which was not led by the Russian authority, as the church tries to sever ties with the authority of Moscow.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. California bracing for more heavy rain on top of already saturated soil from a series of recent storms that knocked down power and caused mudslides. A flood watch is up for a large swath of northern and central California. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Health officials are trying to ease concerns about a new Omicron subvariant that's spreading rapidly in the U.S. Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
Public health officials are concerned about the rapid growth of a new Omicron subvariant, XBB 1.5, responsible for less than 3% of active COVID cases at the beginning of December. It's now the second leading variant in the U.S., causing nearly 28% of infections, according to new CDC estimates. Epidemiologists say it's more transmissible than previous versions of the virus, but does not necessarily cause more severe disease. Researchers believe XBB 1.5 originated in the U.S.
Most confirmed cases of the variant have been reported in the Northeast. An appeals court has reversed a federal ban on bump stocks. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Bump stocks enable a shooter to rapidly fire multiple rounds from semi-automatic weapons after just one pull of the trigger. The Trump-era ban was instituted after a sniper used bump stock-equipped weapons to open fire at a Las Vegas music festival in 2017, killing 58 people. Friday's Fifth Circuit Court ruling finding that the trigger itself functions multiple times when a bump stock is used, so bump stock weapons do not qualify as machine guns as defined under federal law. The ruling is the latest on the issue, which is likely to be decided at the U.S. Supreme Court. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Virginia elementary school teacher was critically wounded after being shot in the classroom Friday. It happened at Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News. Police Chief Steve Drew.
The individual is a six-year-old student. He is right now in police custody as we're working at the best way to our partners and different resources to address that situation.
Police are now investigating how the child got the gun. No one else was injured during the incident. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.